Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Jamie and Emily.
Hey.
And we are here with Weirdmageddon 2 Escape from Reality. Last time, Dipper found Wendy and then Seuss. They kind of managed to get Gideon to change teams. Ford is gone. He's a back scratcher now. We've still not seen where it stands up to. And they've gone to find Mabel. So let's see how this goes. Jamie, three ideas as to what the weirdness, Mabel's prison might be. One was that it's all ridiculous, silly, fun stuff like Mabel likes. Or it was Summer Forever. Or it was creepy, terrifying, not pleasant. Let's find out.
More emphasis on the tormenting Mabel with things that have been...
Tormenting Mabel with things you see. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. You're right. Let's find out. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
That squirrel is just gone.
So it would seem.
How's he survived for 4 days?
True. He spent those last 3 days making the outfit.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Oh.
Dark, Cody Falls. It's very dark.
Very.
No.
Thinking, obviously he's very power hungry, but like if he rules everything, what is he gonna have left to rule?
He'll find another universe again.
True.
Yeah, I don't think he's thought that far ahead.
No.
Oh, we even have to sped up a new intro.
Yep. There's no time. There's no time.
Oh, that's so good.
So much to cover. Thank you for the recap, Dipper.
I guess it's needed, isn't it? Because it's the second part of a...
Oh. Rainbows.
Rainbows. Mm-hmm. Pride Month, we planned it. We did not. And it's not going to come out then anyway, so that doesn't work.
It is Silly World.
Yep.
It's Silly World, tick number one.
And it's summer.
And it's summer. Tick number two.
It's so bright.
Okay, Zeus, that was some Aladdin there. Emily, can you see things we can't see?
It's bright, but nothing else. Yeah. It definitely goes against color theory, I'll tell you that.
And there's number three, essentially. So, good job, Jamie.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
You got it entirely right, essentially.
My God.
There's no rules. Can't you're allowed to eat people?
It's
so unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeet. Oh, Mabel. And kindly erased the fact that she broke the bubble and everything as well from her mind.
Yes.
He's being very irrational.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, understandable, but still.
How can that be utopia when they put Rainbow Road there?
It's a nightmare. He sounds like Antonio Banderas.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
A little bit.
He might be. We'll check at the end.
Maybe.
Oh no.
Mm.
It's a bit terrifying.
Oh.
Yep.
I love those things where they sort of, it's all like make believe, but it's like little cracks. Like, I think that, yeah. Obviously, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Good job, Seuss. You fooled everyone.
It's the return of the different sweaters.
Indeed.
And jumpers.
Must be the ball picks thing I sent you, Emily.
Okay, oh my gosh, it is. Everyone's Mabel.
That's a weird thing that children should not be doing, and America's strange for endorsing it.
Yeah.
It's true. Birthmark is not as prevalent then.
No. Oh. Why am I getting teary-eyed?
It's a well-written scene.
It is.
Yeah, maybe when you're like 18 or something.
Yeah.
I said it, just a kid.
Yeah. Oh,
oh,
sincere. There it goes.
Always a bad thing, Mabel.
No. Giant Waddles!
We haven't seen much of Waddles recently.
Nah, he's been off waddling.
There he is.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's pick.
I mean, you know, it could be going better. Ah.
God, Alfred Millionaire never gets old.
Mm-hmm. Are those two actually real?
They've gained sentience.
Weirdness is still here, so.
Oh, yeah, true.
That's one of my favorite outros. It's so bonkers.
They're just like, we're real. Oh my gosh, what's happening?
Yeah.
We created.
There we go.
Ritual.
So, yeah, you nailed it pretty much, Jamie.
You did.
Forever Summer, goofy, very bright, constant music playing. Yeah. But also dark, sinister undertones. Not exactly reminding of her, of all of her things that she did wrong, but reminding them of things that had gone wrong. So, you know.
Would have been a good thing, but see, but.
Yeah.
No, I'm quite happy with the episode when I wouldn't have changed it.
Yeah. That's right. No, it works. It is a good plan. Absolutely. Like, it makes perfect sense that it would take. It would really take Dipper to try and break Mabel out of that, and yeah, reality can suck sometimes, but yeah. And not taking the apprenticeship is probably a good plan. Do you want to be doing that kind of thing from 12?
No.
Like, if they're a bit older, or when he's a bit older, maybe. But yeah, he's a bit young at the moment.
Yeah, because they're all family at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's not like they're never going to see them again, anything like that. No. To be fair, I guess their family didn't really know that they had another grunkle.
No.
But, yeah.
Reckon their parents know?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
Maybe they'll just go back and explain, I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, because Stan faked his own death and then pretended to be the other Stan. So maybe, to be fair, they're both like in their 60s, 70s already, so their parents have probably passed. So, like, who might even know? To be fair.
I mean, they're not going to probably tackle everything. It's unheard of.
No. But, yeah. It's that final scene in the court is quite heartfelt. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I actually got teary-eyed watching that.
Yeah. And yeah, we come together for all kinds of callbacks to things with the awkward sibling hug and some of the things that they've gone through. And it's very, very sweet. But now they're free, and they found everyone else. I don't know why Dip was like, I can't find Grunkle Stan anywhere. Oh, right, I could have checked the shack. but yeah. So who voices Seuss's father?
I guess his main priority was Mabel first.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Eric Bowser, or Eric Bowser, voices him.
Okay, so was very wrong.
Not his father, Yeah, I mean, similar voice, that's for sure. But yeah, cool, okay. Do to the trivia, please. This is the last episode, apparently, that storyboard artist Emmy Cicierega worked on. I guess that's trivia. Fair enough. Cool. The episode uses a shortened version, as we know, of the Widmageddon theme song. Okay, yes, yeah, so some weird stuff happens when they changed around when they did a merger of all the episodes. In the monster truck of Mabel Land, Robbie, Wendy's ex-boyfriend, is not included in the gang, indicating she might not have fully forgiven him for his past actions. Some good detail. Seuss imagined his father to be Hispanic, even though his father is white, while his mother is Hispanic. It's a good point. This is the final episode to premiere in 2015. And this is the first episode to air after Alex Hirsch revealed that the series was ending. I mean, it makes sense, I guess, but they left that pretty late, damn.
That is a bit, isn't it? Maybe he left it as late as he did because he didn't want to...
I mean, you're not going to be dreading the final three episodes if you know that it's the final season.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're getting to them by the time they're like, yep, it's ending, then it's like, oh, that makes sense because of what's already happening, but you're not expecting all this big build-up. So, no, checks out. Makes sense. Mabel's scrapbook, there was a flashback from Weird Mageddon Part 1 in which Dipper was hurt by Bill, although Mabel was not present for that scene, because I guess it kind of works as both Bill and Mabel's mind at this point. Dipper had the same hat before he got his Pine Tree hat in Tourist Trapped since at least the fourth grade. The walls of the courtroom are live-action yarn.
I never
noticed that. That's very cool. Alex Hirsch described Mabel Land doing a storyboard viewing of the episode as an incredible, amazing, wondrous Lisa Frank meets Yellow Submarine meets Mabel's chaotic imagination world with crazy 80s music playing, which is definitely how it felt. The throne of human suffering was foreshadowed in an online Ask Me Anything by Bill, wherein he encouraged his female fans to take something psychedelic and form themselves into a human throne in the Nevada desert. Okay. Seuss does indeed reference the song A Whole New World from Disney's Aladdin, when the gang enters Mapleland, and he says, what is this new world, shining, shimmering, splendid? Apparently, according to Jeff Rao, Dippy Fresh was originally supposed to be murdered by Dipper in a scene where he snaps his neck.
Oh my god!
But this was deleted because it was seen as too violent.
Yes.
A little bit. Alex later uploaded storyboard versions of the scene. In original plans for the flashback scene of Mabel's scrapbook, there were going to be moments where we would see the twins fighting and then eventually teaming up with the younger selves to defeat the bubble, which makes sense because that happened a lot. With one of them wanting to do one thing, one doing the other thing, and then in the end they figured out what they're gonna do. In an early episode plan, it was decided that viewers would see what was behind Dipper's door. In it, Ford would appear and Dipper would have had a chance to be his apprentice. Eventually, Dipper would be faced with seeing an older Mabel who's in high school without him, and he would see the negative side of staying in Gravity Falls. Personally, I think she would have probably been alright after, like, getting used to it, but yeah, again, for him, I think it would have been a worse idea at the very least. Alongside it being deemed too long, it was decided that the bubble couldn't show to Dipper the negative side of something he desired, so instead of Dipper, the idea of Dipper getting Wendy was done with different means, by which he sees the bubble for what it really was. Yep, the box set revealed scenes deleted, because again, of course, there was more. A longer scene showing Mabel Land shows as a clock tower on which the time is always listed as being summer. Balloons shaped like animals float in the sky, odd creatures walk around like penguins and anthropomorphic hot dogs. A traffic-like signal that goes from stop to hug, shimmery twinkle heart working as a crossing guard, a snarf-like creature eyeing a fairy, Aoshima's flying in the sky, we just see him. Again, a giant waddles giving animal rides around the town and even more. During the tour, Dipper, Seuss, and Wendy are given sunglasses and taken to the beach. You see things like a walking pair of scissors, a roller skating cat, the cardboard cutout of Zach from Mabel's Guide to Dating, serving as a DJ for dancing stickers, duck detective, a nose with hairy legs that sneezes ice cream, that's disturbing, and much more. A giant poster of Mabel is visible with the line, "Don't break the one rule." A braid train is seen passing over a bridge. Mabel Land has broken into five fun zones. The Glow Stick Forest, Punk Mountain, Sweater Town, Scrapbooktopia, and Radical Beach. Uh, Wendy sees a group of shirtless dudes playing volleyball, which turns out is a rule of the beach. The gang gets a new change of clothes. Pacifier, originally named Demonicus, is revealed to have gone to college from Bill after explaining how the town is a weirdness magnet. Bill vents out his frustration by not being able to escape on 8-Ball, turning him into a duster after he suggests they can solve the problem by partying harder. An unnamed minion suggests making a giant trampoline, which further... Yeah, I mean, that's just stuff we saw. Given the frustrations... Yeah, I mean, that's just stuff that happened. That's not really trivia. Once again, during the opening scene, we see Grody Falls in the weird cipher. And the code later on is Kraz and Zyla went on to run the legal department at a major children's television network. And at the very end, when one gets trapped inside the past, dreams can turn to nightmares fast. And that is all the stuff we have for this episode. So yeah, two episodes to go. How do you think they're going to beat Bill at a complete guess, Jamie?
I mean, that's really hard to think because they don't really build up Bill to have some obvious weakness.
Nope, he's pretty powerful.
Come back to me, unless that was the last question you were going to ask.
That's it, really. Unless Emily has anything else that she wishes to add.
Not really, because I don't want to say too much.
You don't want to say anything, accidentally spoil something, absolutely. Yeah.
No, that's why I'm saying it quiet.
Cool aesthetic, though, and everything. It's all really cool. It's a cool place. Though, obviously, yeah. It's a cool design. It's not necessarily a cool place as such. But yeah, cool episode, really emotional ending, and yeah, we'll see you for the final two episodes. Well, the final episode, we'll see. We might do them back to back, because that seems kind of like how they were designed. Next time, thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabincast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabincast and on YouTube. There are those here on my mind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm